Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the ninth episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of February 19th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to a specific date for this week, or at least sometime this month. They come from the variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. February 19th. It is the actual presence, not the sensation of the presence, of the Holy Ghost, which begets Christ in us. The sense of the presence is a superadded gift for which we give thanks when it comes. And that's all about it. From Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated February the 20th, 1942. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. February 20th. Nothing gives one a more spiritually good conscience than keeping rules, even if there has been a total absence of all real charity and faith. Also from a letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated February 20th, 1942, and available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. February 21st. The efficacy of prayer is, at any rate, no more of a problem than the efficacy of all human acts. That is, if you say, it is useless to pray because Providence already knows what is best and will certainly do it, then why is it not equally useless, and for the same reason, to try to alter the course of events in any way whatever? From A Letter to Warren Lewis, dated February 21st, 1932, available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. February 22nd. A vague religion, all about feeling God in nature and so on, is so attractive. It is all thrills and no work, like watching the waves from the beach. From Mere Christianity, Book 4, Chapter 1, entitled Making and Begetting. Also a BBC talk on February 22nd, 1944. February 23rd. First-hand knowledge is not only more worth acquiring than second-hand knowledge, but it is usually much easier and more delightful to acquire. From On the Reading of Old Books, an essay in God in the Dock, first published as an introduction to the book The Incarnation of the Word of God, published in 1944. February 24th. The task of the modern educator is not to cut down jungles, but to irrigate deserts. The right defense against false sentiments is to inculcate just sentiments. From The Abolition of Man, Chapter 1, entitled Men Without Chest. Also a talk given on February 24th, 1943. February 25th. The human mind has no more power of inventing a new value than of imagining a new primary color, or indeed of creating a new sun and a new sky for it to move in. From The Abolition of Man, Chapter 2, entitled The Way. Also a talk given on February 25th, 1943. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotations shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, Does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this show with others.